Oh, we live. Oh,
Let's go.
get those hoodies up. Welcome to Cooker Cast, bro.
Thanks, bro.
How's
Appreciate it.
life?
Life. Isn't that the question?
Isn't
How
that the
is life?
question? Wait, but the
Yeah.
first question is, what's your name again? How do I know you?
My name is Matthew Rex, and I'm your
Oh.
cousin, bro. Remember that time?
Hey, my
Remember
cousin.
that time that our parents were siblings, bro? Do you remember that
No, I forgot. That's why I asked you your name.
Now, seriously, who are you and why are you in my car? Can you please? It's really weird. I was just in my car and you just got in
You
the door.
just like it's still a podcast. You're just chilling at the gas station. Some guy just came coming that, oh boy, you want to do a podcast?
Oh, you have it. No, the guy behind it. Yeah, no, you come into a
Unleaded 91. No, I don't work here, but you want to do a podcast? Dude, so your mom and my dad are siblings. Hey.
from back in the days,
From
bro.
back in the days, and now look at us. We're accomplished. We've done so much in our life. Dude, what's been happening?
What's been happening, bro? Mostly just grinding, actually.
Grinding. Bro, can
Grinding.
I say that you work at a place?
You
That
can.
place that you work at?
Yeah.
Oh, you work at Google.
Yeah,
Oh,
bro.
so
That's
you are
pretty
probably
crack
like
up, eh?
in the top 1% of our cousins
I don't know.
in
There's
terms of.
lots of doctors in there.
Oh, true. I forgot about
Maybe
the doctors.
the top 20%, we'll say.
But what's your role at Google?
So I work in trust and safety for Google for shopping.
Oh,
So
that's right.
the exciting part of that is, like, if you think about how many scammers are online on like online shopping, and they're out there, they're hustling, bro. Like,
Dude, every time I think scammers, I don't want to be racist, but I just think like Indian dudes. Because I don't know if there's a big majority of them, but there's this YouTube channel that I used to follow,
oh yep, and there's
and it's
the
always Indian guys, bro.
yeah.
Like they just like keep scamming people.
I reckon it's not. I reckon like it seems like it's a lot of Indians for us because a lot of their content is made in English and they work in English, and that's why like we look at it and think, oh, like, heaps of Indians. Whereas like actually, there's a lot of it coming out of China as well.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of it like Vietnam and a lot of those kinds of countries where like, I think India though is really interesting because like, in India, you can go to main university stuff and be real smart, but there not might not necessarily be that many jobs. And then some guy's like, oh, do you want to come work for my company? And he won't tell you that he scams people, but that's what they do. And you go on, and then like, bro, the economics is crazy, man. Like, they can make so much money from scamming people, bro. Like, all sorts of
Well, like, how
scams.
much is the high end?
Oh, they're probably
Millions?
making, yeah, some of them probably making,
Oh.
like, the owners of these operations, bro,
Yeah.
probably in the millions, man. That'd be my guess, eh?
That's crazy. And why wouldn't you want to try and risk it? Like, I'm just saying, if you're a hustler to get millions and you're scamming people like on the other side of the world, right? So it's harder. Is it harder for them to get in trouble?
Yeah, it is quite a lot harder for them to get in trouble because, like, even then, like, the police, like, because these operations are quite sophisticated. And if you think about, like, the police, the local police, they don't really understand, like, exactly the technical aspects of it that make it really lucrative, for example. But, like, when I say millions, like, that's, like, you know, at the highest end, the people that, like, own these, like, they're almost like startups, but like scam. It's that vibes. Like, you watch the videos and it's like a bunch of like sweaty nerds in a room and they're just going ham, bro.
That's
And
so great. Oh, you said startup. Like they're just like going around fundraising to get capital.
yeah, bro, to scam more people, bro.
Hey guys, if you want to help us fundraise, we got a new project coming up. It's like, well, what's the project? Oh, scams are
It's crazy, honestly, bro. It's crazy because it's also like I saw
us.
this thing
I don't know.
online,
That's
and
so
it
funny.
was like there it's like a job spec. Like, you would, it sounds like a legit job that you want to get, and then you like look into it, and it's like, bro, this is like a mean. Like, you work 9 to 5, you do the things that they ask you to do, but this all scams. Like, and then those guys get paid a salary, right? But then at the highest end, the guy who's making millions has got like, I don't know how big the operation is, but you know, he'll be making like so much bank when
Because of all them,
because
all
of
the
all of them.
underlings.
All the underlings, man, and like internet, especially since COVID. Like, a lot of people, and I work in shopping, so like a lot of people in the world had to like stay home and shop online. And there's just, it's like, bro, it's like the Super Bowl for them, but like every day. Like, these scammers, man, and everyone's online, like, and it's like not like like the regular amount of people that is online. Like when COVID happened,
oh,
all of a sudden, like
true,
grandmas and
yeah.
stuff had to shop online,
Yeah,
and they're the
yeah,
ones
yeah.
that are the most like vulnerable to that kind of thing.
Man, I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
That's actually crazy.
it's mad, bro. Like the economics, like you kind of look at what you're doing, and you're like, bro, this guy in India is like killing our low cost of living. He's like, you know, like him and he gets to hang out with his mates all day. He's having a great old time.
Perks of the job. It's
He's just
just
having a yarn with his mate, bro.
like, oh, so scammers are us. What's a good scam name? Hey guys, scam.com. And you just look at the job description, you're like, oh, but the perks
Oh, I don't know.
though.
Oh, but the perks and the pay, though.
It seems scammy, but the perks though, they are on.
Honestly, bro, I don't even like. I look at it and I and know you look at those like cities they live in. It's like, bro, I don't even blame you, man. Like that, like you look at the options available to you, and this is like they probably got families. Like I kind of try and see it
Yeah, I see what
both
you
ways, you
mean.
know. Like obviously they're bad people and they shouldn't do that. They're honest ways to make a living, but for I think something else I've thought about is like if you're that desperate, man, like you'll people do things, right? And is it really their fault for doing the things to like feed their family and stuff? Obviously not all of them are trying to feed their families, like heaps of them are just jerks, but there's some amount of them that look at their options and they say this is the most lucrative path for me and
That's
that's what I'm gonna do.
crazy, man.
So like I'm not trying to make them sound like good guys. Like I'm not calling them like Robin Hoods, but what I'm saying
It's
is
just a phase.
like he'll come out of it.
Yeah, this is I went through this scammer phase. But I grew out of it,
Yeah,
you
used to scam people's grandmas for a bit. That was a little bit touch and go for a bit, but you know.
But you know, I'm trying, I'm trying. It's so crack up. Like they have the imagine if they have this whole thing where it's like, oh yo man, I'm trying to get out of the life, you know? Like those movies,
Bro,
he's like scamming people, like scamming grandmas. He's like, but I just can't get enough, man. Like,
that'd be so crack up. He shows up to work, they're like, bro, why do you have face tattoos? That's not, we
got
didn't ask you to do that.
a tear job. It's like, who did you kill to get this job?
Why did you come here like this? This is not a part of the job. Just, oh, I thought because we're criminals, I just thought I'd get into the character. You don't do that
Sagging,
here?
he's just like walking. He just comes in the way. There's a sea walk. Just throws a seaside. I'm like, oh, dude, what? No, it's
We
just
don't have to do that here, bro. We
like
no.
we're just scamming
This
on
is
black.
computers, man. Like
You just see a
he's
guy
like,
like,
oh, so I didn't have to join that guy. I didn't have to kill that guy for initiation.
oh,
No, you didn't have to kill the guy, oh, bro. What
I
are you
thought
doing?
everyone. Oh.
Oh, because I was watching Four Brothers and some other just to get a character for the role.
Just cracks me up, bro. This guy, he's like real committed to being a scammer,
Bro,
he
that's
overcommits. Oh, like
funny.
we don't do it to our grandma. Oh.
That's funny.
Oh.
Because I don't think I could get a return on her kidney.
So bad, bro. That's so bad. So what's like the craziest story that you're allowed to tell that
I
from
haven't
like
even
doing
been.
the
I haven't working there that long, to be honest. I don't think I have that many mad stories yet.
Well,
I don't
what's
know.
something that was like, ooh, that was kind of saucy.
It's actually
Like
pretty
he
crazy. It was when I actually. So, what we deal with is like the websites, right? You see the website, and then you're like, all right, is this scammy or not? Yeah, man, you have to look at it. But then I was working with this one guy, and he went so deep, bro. Like, he saw the website, all right? We've got this website. It's pretty scammy. Now let's like look. He did some real CSI stuff on it, man. He's like, let's look at the email. Let's like compare this email across like all of the emails we can see that are similar across Google. Okay, we've got on this other website. There's like an address. Let's search that address. It links to this other bunch of addresses. And he went so deep. He was like, yeah. And then this is the guy's Facebook profile, and we're like,
Is this your
yo.
boss or something?
Yeah,
Or...
it was just like I was working with, and he was because he also works in the same area, and he's like, yeah, this is his Facebook profile, and. Like that's to get to that extent, like that's quite rare. You don't see that. Like it's quite difficult, and that's the kind of thing that the police really should be doing. But it's quite like the problem with the area is that it moves so quickly that like how can the police even keep up with it? You
Yeah, I
know, like
know.
it's so sophisticated. Like we can barely do it. We can't even do it really. That's why there's still scammers out there. And then it's kind of interesting, right? Like if that's your job, like I'm not gonna say that, you know, we're kind of the police, but in a way, we're doing things that they can't do because the technology is evolving so quickly.
Yeah, but that's normal with any, I feel like any laws, like if you're creating laws, if you're the government, if you're enforcing laws, if you're the police, the government can't move as fast as technology can. Like there's always like, you know, these technology will go right and then they'll do all their governance or whatever thing they need to do. And then we finally got this law now. You can enforce it, police. And then they're like, oh yeah, we'll start enforcing it. Oh, it's changed already, you know?
That's so funny. And that's something that cracks me up about like the technology in general. Like in the States, they have a lot of these like, you know, hearings, Senate hearings for, you know, they get in like Mark Zuckerberg and, you know, Sundar
Pichai. I've seen those.
Some of those crack me up, bro. There's one in particular where they got the Google guy in, Sundar Pichai, and then...
What's his name again?
Sundar.
Sundar.
Sundar Pichai.
Pichai. Is he your boss then?
He's like the biggest OG boss of the bosses.
If you get an email from him, is that like, wow.
Bro, I would never get it. Like, he doesn't even, like, yeah. He's so...
If he was really like, hey, Matt, how's it going? Would you be like...
For real, I'd love to meet him because he seems like a real chill guy. I mean, they all do, right? Except for Mark Zuckerberg. He's like a lizard man.
What do you mean lizard man? I haven't heard that before.
Bro, he's
like a snake. Like he's a little snake.
Nah, he's like, he like doesn't act human. Like he what doesn't do have mean? Human mannerisms. Like he is a human, right?
Like his eyelids blink the other way. They go up really and down. Weird. He's like, tink tink.
Like, you're trying to talk to him and he's just going. With his tongue.
It's good. Snake.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, bro. And it's like, you can at least pretend to be like a normal person. Like, I know you're like a super smart nerd geek guy, and fair enough, but I'm sure for like the duration of the hearing, just pretend to be a normal person. Like, don't be so weird.
Maybe he's like one of those guys that like, he's like undercover, like worships the snake gods or whatever, you know, like.
I reckon some weird things happen at the highest level, bro. Like, when you
wouldn't be surprised.
When you've clocked life and you've got all the money I know, and all dude. The power. You're just making up your own rules, man.
Like, that's what I think, too. Because I actually think when you get to that level, I don't know, how can those guys go to jail for things? I just, like, unless they kill someone. I think you can just get away with... Like, I feel... Even that, I feel like they could just kill heaps of people and then cover it up somehow with all their money. And I don't mean, like, just get your notes out. Just, like, cover the person up.
Just like shanks them.
Oh, and they just go.
Yeah, that's for a cup of tea later. And yeah.
Bye. And he was like, bye, peace sign. That's
work differently.
But you know, when I watch those hearings, I used to watch them a little bit, like the tech ones and the government ones, because I actually found them quite interesting. But I stopped watching them because I realized that nothing ever happens. Like, I remember seeing one on Hillary Clinton, and I saw another one on some other random, and like the, who's the Jack Dorsey and all these kind of guys. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, yeah, we shouldn't have done that, but we'll get back to you, and, you know, blah, blah. And then it's like, they never get back, like, nothing happens, bro. It's just, and I just think it's stupid, like, why are you wasting taxpayers' money doing all this stuff?
Well, I think, one thing about those, like, at the Senate hearings as well, because of the Senate itself, they don't, like, I think it's best to think about those things as, like, a show. It's not the place where things happen. People are not going to jail based on what is said there. Like, they can't lie, but, and one thing that kind of annoys me about those is that, like, you can, like, some, it's like some of the senators and stuff, they're not really interested in, like, holding them to account. They just want to get in some political, like, points, like, just... make some, you know, grandstand a bit and look good and for the cameras. And so that's why it's kind of like, eh, like what's really going to happen here? Although you do get like some funny things, like the one that always cracks me up was when Sundar Pichai was on it. He's a Google guy, right? And then one of the old-ass senators, bro, he's like 150. And he's like, so you're telling me this phone is tracking me right now and you're doing it. And he's like, so that's an iPhone. I work for Google. And it's like, bro, these people are making the laws. Like, oh, these people are, like, passing. Like, they control, like, all of the information. Like, how do you have this guy who's, like, 150? Like, you know, when he was a kid, probably, like, Ford was just inventing the car. Or, like, General Electric. Like, what technology was like when he was our age is so much different from what it was now. Yeah. I don't think it's too far-fetched to say that, like... this technology is like beyond him. You get to an age where it's like, oh, these newfangled inventions of these kids. But like, you know, and I don't think it's fair to also expect them to understand the nuances either. But why do we have a system where these are the people making the laws? Because that doesn't really make sense.
I always find
that
weird, bro. Like, honestly. And I don't know. There's something about making laws that I think... Like, just that... Okay, I'll go from the start. So I think a lot of people in politics never really went through a life channel. Like, real life channel. And they went through... I studied politics at school, and then I studied politics at uni, and then I studied politics, and then I became a politician. But I don't think they're diverse enough to reflect what all of the country or society is like. Because I often find that, yeah, there's like, oh yeah, like this politician went to school with that politician, and that politician went to school with, and they all studied like poli-sci or whatever. But then they don't really... Like, maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like maybe there are better ways that we could do a system. But I know that, let's say you did it by occupation somehow, and you got some people from the building industry, and then some people from, I don't know, engineering, some people that are chefs. And I don't know how you would do it, but I feel like there needs to be more of a diverse, like, range of thought. Because I always find these guys at the top, especially in a place like America, they sort of just don't really know what the people are actually going through in certain areas. You know, like, there's poor neighborhoods like Baltimore, or all these crazy black neighborhoods that are still the same and still poor for how many years now? Getting poorer, like Detroit. And politicians don't do anything. But I feel like it's because they don't really know it. Like, I find it weird how they let people... become governors of states, and then they don't even live in the states that they govern. And I was like, well, how are you supposed to know how to, like, what's going on in your state if you don't even live there? Like, that, I just find that weird, bro. Like, that whole thing is just weird to me.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Like, it's, I think there's a lot of people in general, like, so I think, like, well, and like, to bring it a bit closer to home, like, in New Zealand, I think we're lucky in that it's not quite as bad in a lot of those ways. But I think the real problem is that, like, especially localities, right, like governors, bro, like, they're voted by the people. And I think part of the problem is that there's not enough, like, genuinely, something I feel strongly about, there's not enough civics education in schools.
Civics meaning?
Civics is, like, you know, like, about, like, voting and, like,
oh, all that kind of stuff. I've never heard that word, like, used civics. Like that before, civics.
Yeah, civics. So it's quite a, like... It's really important, right? And I think in school, like, we don't learn about electorates and, like, voting and, like, all that kind
that's
of stuff.
That's true, yeah.
Like, that's really important, because if you think about it, those people are only there because someone voted for them. Mm. And people only voted for them because that person was allowed to run, because the system allows them to.
Mm.
And so, like, you know, there are actually, like, lots of incentives for these, like, people that have a lot of money. I mean, if you give me enough money, bro, like, I can convince... the people that I'm a certain way, even if I'm nothing like that.
That's what,
but the system is built to allow that, and that's what I think the problem is. Because if you put the incentives in place, right, and you say that, like, not everyone will be like, oh, I don't live there, so I'm not gonna run for that electorate or whatever.
Mm.
But not everyone's like that. Like, a lot of people will be like, oh, well, that's an easy way to make it,
make it into parliament,
make it to parliament. And, like, is it their fault for taking advantage of a system that
I see what you're saying.
Or is it the system that's broken?
Yeah.
And so that's where the change... The problem is that I think the people that are in the system control the system. So they're not going to change it because that, they benefit from
it. I know.
It. And that's the difficult part.
Like, I hate it when they're like, oh, we'll just give each other a raise, right? And then everyone is just like, yeah, it sounds good. And then then no one, like, talks about it. And then it'll be this little... Like, oh, Parliament just passed the law to get MPs more money. And then it's like that little, but then on, like, that little section in the paper. And then the big section is like, Kanye and Kim. It's just like, oh, they're fighting again. But you don't even look at these parliamentarians, bro. They're sneaky. I don't trust government. I'm like anti-government. I'm not anti-government. But I'm more like, I think... as much power can be given to the people and the individual, I'm more on that buzz. And, like, as much as government, I feel like government should match the needs of the people. So I don't believe in, like, no government. But if you can find ways of like our society and culture to be healthy without, like, if there's an option, I feel like I would rather us go for, oh yeah, let's go that option and not have government like control everything. If that works, then yeah, but I feel like people are just like, oh yeah, like we'll just let government do that. Oh yeah. Oh
I
yeah.
think, yeah, no, that's like, I think so I kind of feel that way as well, but then it's like you have to think about like the workable alternative, and that's quite hard because a lot of the times, like government, bro, they F a lot of things up. Like
Yeah.
they're not good at a lot of things, but the
That's why I
problem
don't
is
like,
that,
that's why
yeah,
I'm like,
and that's fair, but there's also no viable alternative for solving some of these problems, and that's why the government has to do that job.
okay, give me an example.
So something like fisheries, for example, this is a classic, like, why does government exist problem. And it's,
Fisheries.
yeah,
Yep, keep going.
so why does government exist? Fisheries, right? You let these
Because of
companies go,
fish.
and yeah, that's right.
Because of fish on chop charging.
But if you just let people go, like the companies go, bro, they'll fish it out, and then there's no more fish, like the ecosystems
See,
collapse. That's it, goodbye, no
yeah.
more anything, no more fish for the people. Like, it affects, you know, like spiritually, like Māori, like that whole thing. And that's what happens if
But
no one makes the rules.
that's why I'm like, I'm not anti government, because I do believe in that too. Because you're fully right. Like, what's to stop anyone to just like, and
Yeah,
then
but
just
they
like
do,
all
bro,
the
and they
fish,
still
yeah.
try. Like, it's crazy because they even put like these, like, I don't know, these like observers from fisheries, like on these fishing boats, and they're still catching like whales and like all sorts of things they're not supposed to
Gosh.
catch. They still go into all these places. Like, what I'm saying is that the money incentive is there for the companies, and so because of that, like, you know, and that's like a particular instance. Another instance is like, you know, like public parks and like spaces and things. Like, you know, you want nature to be like there forever for our children and grandchildren and stuff, but somebody has to look after it. So
That's true.
we like it's that kind of stuff. And
That you need, yeah.
I will say this though, because no one's arguing against that part. Like, that's an easy way to defend the government, because no one's saying, oh bro, why don't you just let us set a fire in the bush, man? Like, I just wanna eat my
This guy's sweating out. He's just like on his ass, and bro, it's another like scam. He's trying to get in. He's like, oh, gee, I got kicked out by the scammers trying to get on the arsons, eh? He's just waiting about to light, and then, oh, but gee, the government said, oh. This is
I just
also.
want to eat my rare kiwi that I'm allowed to catch, because, and also set a big fat fire, but I can't because the government, man.
Man, the government wrecks everything. I swear, 100% of the time I'm out here trying to eat rare kiwi and burn the forest down. Always in
That's
the
something that always cracks me up, bro. Like, and then, like, it's an easy way to defend the government, and it's also like, it's like the police. And I don't know if you want to just go down this route, but like, you know, the police and the fire service. Like, no one's ever like, "F the fire service, man." Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one's out there like hustling against them.
That's so
But
funny,
it's the
bro.
same.
They're just like putting out your house fire, and you're just getting salty. You're just looking at them like, oh, I cannot believe the fire service are
Bro.
wetting my house right now.
Bro, getting
Oh, so
all
you're just
wet
gonna wet
and
my house,
oh,
get it all
so
wet,
wet and clammy. Oh
and I
no.
heated it up for nothing.
I just wanna smoke my cigarette in my living room and fall asleep, but the government, they won't let me.
They won't let me die in peace. Could have died in the living room, but you guys want to put the fire out.
It cracked me up. Like, one time
It's ungrateful, man. Yeah.
I was playing poker with
Oh,
Henny, my
that's right. You used to
brother-in-law.
play poker, yeah.
Bro, that was the jam. Him and his mate, and they're both cops,
Yeah.
and they're talking about, oh, my other mate was there, and he used to join the fire service, and it was a real crack because I was getting a real sense of like fire service
Versus police.
policeman rivalry.
Oh.
And it's funny because they were so right. The policemen were like, yeah, you know, because we're out there hustling every day, like there's always something to do if you're a policeman, and you do your work, and people, you know, like
They might not
they might not appreciate it,
appreciate it,
and
yeah.
they might be mean to you. But fire service, like, you sit on your ass all day long waiting, like you're training, you're like watching Netflix, like what else can you do, right? Like, it's not their fault, but that's the nature of the job. They show up and they're the big heroes, and they get like one moment to shine, and everyone's like, oh, you're such a hero. And the policemen are like, bro, really? Like, we've been working our asses off for like 3 months, like, and these guys just show up, like, really?
Yeah,
And
that's true
that cracks
though.
me up because I mean that's kind of a part of it, but that
Because
always made me laugh.
the cop is very controversial. depending on the situation, and yeah, but the fireman doesn't have to get into any controversy really. Just put the fire out.
There's no nuance to the job,
Yeah.
eh? Like, go to the
And
place.
there's no like racism involved with fire, you know what I mean?
Bro.
Like, bruh, that guy put out the fire, racist ass. Like, you'll never hear that.
Yeah, that's so
But
true.
if you're like, bro, that cop was beating up on that criminal, that's racist ass. Because I mean, yeah, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that
That one
part's true.
racist fire. Remember that one racist fire? Oh.
Holy crap, it was a fire, but only burns like Indian people's houses. Oh,
It's
not
Jesus,
the
one
Indian fire.
race. Oh, not the Mexican fires. It just jumps. It
Skips the house.
Oh,
Bro,
bro, that's
dog.
fucked up, man. Oh, it's that racist fire again. Aight.
That'd be like that fire, huh? You see how it
Aight. And he's just clapping. Aight. Aight, you want to play like that? Get his black fire out. Oh.
Fire race was. What's going on? I don't know.
Dude, you used to play poker. Do you still play?
I play occasionally, like just home games and stuff. Yeah,
Oh.
and that's pretty mean. Like, we haven't played in a while, but it's. I
No,
don't
but you
know.
used to play tournaments and stuff, eh?
Yeah, online. I played in Macau. That was pretty mean.
Did you win in Macau?
Yeah, that was real mean, bro. And so I went to. So
That's so
me
buzzy.
and Alice were traveling, and we ended up in Hong Kong. And yeah, like at the time, before we left, I was real into poker. Like, I was playing the pub scene around
Yeah,
Wellington.
I remember.
I was going hundies on it. Like,
Were you winning here though?
yep, I would say, like, on my poker career, I'm definitely up a lot in live poker, and I'm way down in online poker.
Why? Because online poker's harder?
Yeah, online
Because you
poker is
can't read
way.
people in that? Or.
It's more like the types of people that tend to play online poker are more serious in general. Whereas, like, I'd go to the pub, and it's like all sorts of drunks that just want to have a good time. Just have eat and laugh, and the cards fall, and you get lucky or you don't. And
Yeah.
that's the kinds of people you see in the pub. And that's what made it mean. Because,
The
like,
human interaction part of it.
yeah, the human interaction part of
Yeah.
it. And also those people, they don't come, like, if they don't win, they're not angry. Like, they're like, oh well, like, you're just having fun. And
Yeah.
that's cool because that's a fun environment to be around.
Yeah.
But when you go online, like, everyone's got their calculators out, like,
Oh,
everyone's
doing
like doing the
probabilities
maths,
and
and
stuff.
yeah,
Oh,
you see a lot
wow.
of that. And in a way, like, if you can win in online, then you can win
In
much more
real
easily in real
line.
life. And
In real line. Oh, damn.
yeah, so I'm definitely way down though, because I always think, oh, maybe this time I'll be good at online poker. Nah, bro, you're not good at
Damn.
online poker. And like, because there was a while, right? Because once I won on Macau, I was like, bro, like, how good am I really? Like, could I, you know, like, can I make some real money? I think every poker player thinks that. And then you
Yeah.
get into it and you start, because, you know, to make like a consistent income, you either have to move to Las Vegas or like just play a ton online. But it's miserable, bro, playing online. Like, those people grind literally, like, you know, 40, 50 hours a
Are
week.
you one of those players that do multiple screens, like multiple windows in that?
Usually I got a few going on, but
Mm.
like maybe like two or three. But it depends. Like, if you play low stakes, then the whole thing is that you don't have to make like the perfect play every time to make money. As long as you're making a pretty good play every time, you'll still make money.
Okay.
And if you play enough poker, then you look at the cards and you know the patterns. It's like chess almost. You know the patterns, and you can be like, okay,
Okay.
this guy might have it or he might not, but the best move for me is to do this, and I'm gonna do that. And then, like, it's like pattern recognition. And you can do that, like, low stakes. Whereas when you get real high, it's like, I need to put all my brain power into this
Wait,
one
what's the
thing.
difference between low stakes and high stakes? I don't understand.
Oh, so low stakes is just low money, like a low amount of
Oh,
money.
okay. But then if it's the same game, then why would you need to put more brain power into high stakes?
Oh, because the players are more skilled.
I see, I see.
Yeah, and because, like, you do get some, like, people that want to play high stakes and aren't very good, and they don't last very long. Like, because they just don't, like, it's like a shark tank, bro. Like, and part of the reason why I don't play that much online anymore is because, like I said, to be like at a level to make even like minimum wage almost, like when you average out the hours, you need to be playing all the time, studying all the time, not even playing, bro, like looking at hand histories. And then it's like,
Hand history, even.
yeah, it's like, is this even fun?
This is a Spanish hand. This is a Niuean hand. This is a Samoan hand.
that's crazy, bro. You laugh, but like actually, like, you know, oh, okay, well, Norwegians play in a certain way.
True. Like, yeah, that's true though. Like,
yeah.
because you would think, like, based on your culture, you will go with what you think is going to be the most like beneficial move for you. And if you're around a culture where they tend to play in this way, then you would naturally do that when you go out into the world. And you know, this is a segue to Tekken, because you were playing Tekken before. But like the Pakistani scene, right? So
Yo,
you
how
know how
crazy
that,
is that? Yeah.
so you know how that came up because of like Arzen Ash and all those kind of guys. Yes, we're going on to Tekken,
That's cool.
but their play style is so, like, it's kind of different, and I feel like people didn't know how to deal with it, especially someone like, what's that guy, Ni?
Oh,
Like, you know,
bro.
and Ni can't
He
beat,
got wrecked. Yeah,
he can't
Arzen,
beat
yeah.
Ash, yeah, as an Ash. But I feel like it's more, if the Pakistani scene came up with everyone, when everyone was coming up, like North American scene, Japanese scene, Korean scene, and they all came up together, then they start to understand, and the styles actually morph into each other. And
Yeah.
that's what I think happens in sport too. I find that in sport, that countries, now that players are going, say, in Premier League for soccer, they're all coming from all these different countries from around the world, and then they go play in Premier League. It's like top, or they go play in all these leagues, and
Yeah.
they just kind of like, there's no, like, there is still, but there's, I feel like it's not like back before, the countries used to have their very own specific style. Like, oh yeah, you can definitely tell that's like a Brazilian style. But now, because they play together all the time, it's sort of mashing, and that's what I think why the, this is going back, I'm going around, but this is why I think the Pakistani scene came up and did really well, is because people don't know that style.
Yeah.
So it's like when they're trying to do all these little, like, I feel like it's like chip away, like, oh, who's, what do you call it? Like mix-ups. I feel like Arz and Ash, there's a lot of mix-ups, but that's just me. I'm not super technical on it, but I feel like he just pokes at you, and then he just like pokey, pokey,
His
pokey,
style,
pokey, and
yeah.
then it's just like, oh, my health is gone, and
That's
then
literally it.
it's crazy. But that's why I think people didn't know how to handle it and still don't, because these guys have just been doing their own thing, and it hasn't been diluted by everyone else in the
I actually think
world.
it's also, that's definitely it. I also think another element of it is that in Pakistan, the reason why they didn't go out is because they just don't have money to travel. Like, that's fair enough. People haven't seen that style, but they can still see other people's styles online. They watch Evo, they watch
Oh,
the
that's
streams,
true,
and they
yeah.
can look at all of that and take the best of what they want. They're not playing those players, but they can see what's going on. So they've got a view out to the world, but the world doesn't
Doesn't
have a view to
see.
them. So
Ooh, that's,
they can like take all of
yeah.
that. And that's why, because I mean, it's also like, Korea, they've been dominant for a long time,
Yeah.
and the Americans still
Dominant
haven't
everything.
figured that out. It's also, someone said that Pakistan is like the Wakanda of Tekken.
Bro,
Like,
that's such a good analogy.
yeah,
Actually, whoa, they
they've
actually,
got their own like little thing, and they've been going to
yeah.
hundies, and they've been, and it's so
You
true.
thought everyone in Wakanda was
Yeah.
African, but they're all
They actually,
Pakistani.
bro, for reals, man.
It's
And they
not
got like the next level
Wakanda.
tick of like you thought Iron Man was, bro. You thought like Knee was good, bro. Iron Man, nah, G. Black
Bro,
Panther's got the
no.
next level tick, bro.
It's not Wakanda, it's like Pakikanda.
They are
Nah, but
putting in
that,
work, man. And
yeah. There's
bro,
another
also
guy.
like
Is it Honey, or
the Akuma player.
I might be a Kuma player. Yeah, I think so. Oh, I forgot his name.
He's, bro, the thing that made me look a bit like, what was when he won Evo? And then in an interview, he's like, oh yeah, I'm not even the best, like,
I
in my
know when
country.
he said
And
that.
it's like, bro, what?
And I swear
You just came
everyone,
and cleaned up the
yeah.
whole world, and you're not even like the best, like, on
Yeah,
your
he's like,
street,
oh
probably.
yeah, I lose a lot of times. I was like, what
Who's
the?
beating you, bro? Like, yeah, that's madness.
Yeah.
And that's such a crazy example, because I struggle to think of another example of that, like, anywhere really, where like the isolation has made them better
It's made
somehow.
them better. Yeah,
Yeah.
Well, there was a time in the breaking scene, like when, I'm trying to think of like the Koreans, bro, because there was a time when Korea wasn't all that in the breaking scene. And then out of nowhere, bro, they just went hundies, and I don't know if it was because they were just doing their own thing for ages and people didn't know, or they just decided like, oh, we're just gonna get really good at breakdancing now. But that's one I can think of, and they just exploded. And then, bro, people were like injuring themselves so they wouldn't go to military, or they were pretending that they were crazy so that they could keep breaking,
bro,
because you lose all your skills. And they train,
right.
There's a lot of them that all I know, this is back in the day, but a lot of them, I don't know if they probably still do it now, but they'll go to work and then they'll train from crazy hours, like 7 till like 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning.
Jeez.
And then whatever, get ready for work again, and they just, but that's why they're so good, bro, because if you're, it's just hours, eh? And they're real focused on
that's
just getting that one
crazy
thing.
Yeah,
like, bro, I'm just gonna get this head spin and I'm just gonna like keep doing this head spin for a whole year every night. I just don't have that kind of,
that's what I
discipline.
Reckon in life the real like talent is, in a way. Like, I don't think, like, I think you can get good at anything if you practice, but I think the real, like, so, you know, some people, to be fair, some people are born with, like, a better ear for music or a better body for, like, training.
That's
or whatever.
True, yeah.
But I think the real, like, talent is, like, in the focus and discipline. Like, some people are just so single-minded about things, and that's so good for when you're in a pursuit where the only way to get better is to just do it. And,
yeah,
you know, like, I mean, I've seen some people that are so single-minded about certain things, and they get good at it because that's what they care about.
Yeah.
And even, like, you know, at the highest level, like, you know, I think music is a good example. Like, you know, the best guitarists or whatever, pianists, like, they're so focused on that one thing,
yeah,
that they don't care about anything else, and that's why they're great, almost. Whereas, but it's practice, right? Like, they weren't born with the ability to do that, but they were born almost, I don't know.
Is there a name for that? You know how we have ADD, is that like, is there a,
oh yeah, I don't know, like,
like that, that's
your
focus
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bro, that's like a
ADD is just like, and then you go all the way to the other side and you just can't, come to dinner. He's just like, he's like, no, I'm Pakistani's best Tekken player.
Bro, he probably knows, he's really like the 100th best, but he's like the best, and like, he's still gonna win,
yeah,
win Evo.
Yeah, hard.
I also reckon in Pakistan, like, also, and this is something that makes me sad, like, especially in Tekken, is like, you know, with the death of arcades, like in Pakistan, I think it's very much, they do, but it's also very much like Tekken is still very much like a communal thing. And when I'm playing online, something that always annoys me is like when I keep falling for the same thing and I don't know how to get out of it, like I don't know how to counter it. And in the arcade, someone would tell you, oh, you just do this, and
yeah,
then you know.
Yeah,
whereas when you're online, you can't know, there's no one to, you know what I mean? So you don't necessarily,
you have to do your own research, like,
yeah, and so you don't grow as quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've got like a whole like gang of people that are like just going hundies all the time,
yeah,
and then like that cheap stuff doesn't fly with them because someone will figure out a way to, okay, can't do that anymore, I have to figure out what's next. And when you've got so many people, like in the case of Pakistan, it's like that are all on that buzz, it's like a multiplier effect. Whereas, you know, it's got hard. And I also think that's the case with things like, I think a lot of countries that are good at things like New Zealand and rugby, right, we're quite small, but a lot of people are like, you've got enough people that are into it together, you push each other, and it's like another multiplier.
That's true.
Whereas, you know, not that many people for, like, football. So we're not good at football, like, soccer.
That's true. That you need that little community around you. Even if it, I find, even if it's just a few other people, it doesn't have to be crazy. But as long as you have some people around you to push you and, like, help each other out. It just, I notice in training, I get real slack if it's just me.
Yeah.
But even if I have one other person, it makes me push a little bit harder. And so, yeah, it's true. You need the people around to lift you up and help you improve faster. I used to, back in the day, I used to go to Manners Mall when Timeout was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And or Time Zone, that was Time Zone, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I used to just go and watch people play Tekken on the,
oh, like, yeah,
after school all the time, man. And I would just, And the Asians, like the Chinese dudes, they're just so good, man. Like, all the Asians down there would just dominate. But I used to go and watch them, and then because the internet wasn't big, like there's no YouTube, there's no walkthroughs, there's no combo tutorials, and there was no, you know, when you first are doing combos, like when you're playing like Tekken 2 or Tekken 3, you don't have anyone making, or you can't look at the command list and then it'll give you combos like they do in the newer Tekkens. You have to try and figure out, oh, what did that guy do to that, to that, to that. So I used to go down to the arcades and just watch, because I'd get owned and just watch people play. And I'm not good with joystick.
Me too.
And then just watch people play. And then I'll go home and I'll try and practice the combos that they made. Because they, yeah. I mean, where else are you going to see them? Unless you download them, but dial up and whatever.
I think that's another thing with like the internet now, like especially with Tekken, like Tekken 3, your combos were the ones that you made up yourself. Those are your combos. Whereas like now, especially when you play like any sort of level online in Tekken, if you're not doing like optimal combos, then you're leaving damage on the table. So you're not gonna, you know what I mean? Like it's such a different game now. And I think that's just been such an interesting development because on the one hand, you can get a game whenever you want from the comfort and safety of your own home. But on the other hand, you don't have that community around you to push you even harder. And I think the countries that are going to be the best now, they have both. So
Yeah,
you sit around with
true.
your mates and you play online. Like, and you know what I mean? Like, you figure things out together. And I think that's the real jam. Like, and I think if you look at a lot of the champions, like that's the kind of vibe that they have, like in their, you know, hoods or whatever, like.
But I think that's why the American community got so strong, like, because you know how they always just seem to be doing events together. And I just think that I know that there's a community here,
I've been too
but
like pussy to go and check it out,
bro,
eh?
we should go check it out, eh?
Because I'll probably get wrecked.
No, let's just go watch. Cause do you remember? Do you know Indy? Remember Indy from Indy? I don't know. Oh, he might be younger than you actually.
I don't think I know him, eh?
He's one of City's friends, but he goes to those like they have monthly meetups and that.
Yeah, I'd like to go because I've heard that also, like, online is real different from in person as well. Like, you know, you don't have to deal with like the online, literally the online issues. You get a few frames of because there's not as much lag, and that literally does affect, like, like an Evo, they say, oh, you should practice online, offline, because your combos won't hit online, offline, because there's no lag. Like, you know, you almost have to account for it, and when you normally play, and when you don't have that anymore, you drop everything and you get wrecked.
It'll mess up your timing, right?
Especially for like, you know, when you got like one frame or two frames to play with, that's not really a lot. But yeah, Tekken though, man. Like I said, I'm 0 to 100 on that game so far. Every other game, bro, it's fine. Like I don't care. Like, you know, oh okay, COD, you're gonna teabag me, bro. All good. Like I'm just here for a good time.
I'll just have a coffee.
But bro,
No
if you key charge me,
teabags, no coffee.
like you key charge me in Tekken, bro, like I'll find your house and
The key charge. That's
that's the
cracked up.
disrespect.
Damn, I haven't played Tekken ages, but it's probably a good thing because I get too addicted to that game. I used to play until my hands, I couldn't move my hands like on the controller.
Bro, that's like the next level of
Yeah,
like.
that was like, I used to play, I swear, 10 to 12 hours like straight, just never, I wouldn't think, and I keep going until I get that combo, just keep going, keep going. And
Yeah, that's
then
mad.
that, it's not healthy though, man, because I think I have like arthritis problems now, so I can't play. My pro career just never happened because, you know, man's was trying to do this combo that he couldn't get.
I reckon like rest homes like 40 years from now, it's gonna be like the meanest like Tekken 3s, and everyone will have like arthritis and they can't even like play.
Bro, I'm gonna get one of those, what do you call it? That you can wave dash real fast on, the button
Oh
ones.
yeah, the mix box hog.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one of those when I'm older. So I don't have to
That's
deal with this controller
man.
junk.
I remember like I always thought, because you know like whenever you watch online Evo, they're all using sticks, and you're like, bro, I'd be mean if I had a stick. I remember I bought one, and this was when Tekken 7 first came out, and I was like, all right, I get up to yellow ranks, and yeah. against yellow ranks, my prize is that I get to use the stick. And like, I grinded for so long, and it took me ages, and I finally got to yellow ranks, and I'm like, yo, let's go. And I started playing, and I like lost every single game with the it's stick.
Different.
Yeah, and I just kept losing, and I was like, oh, bro. And they say, like, everyone loses. You just have to stick with it. But I was like, nah, bro. Like, see ya to this stick. I'm going back to controller. And I've not gone back to stick
Yeah, since. But what's his face? He uses controller, I'm pretty sure. Lil Majin.
Oh, Majin, yeah.
And he's all good. But there's something about the Americans, like, they're just not up yet. I don't know.
I saw that.
Do you reckon it's a choking thing? Because they're dope in other, at Evo.
Nah, but they're dope at games that Koreans don't play. Like, genuinely. Like, they win at NRS games.
So NRS?
That's NetherRealm Studios. That's, like, all of the Mortal Kombat and Injustice.
Yeah, like Sonic Fox and that.
Yeah, although Sonic Fox is also me. So, I think one thing that he's mean
crazy at, for, like, a person that just... he's like the Tiger Woods of...
Of fighting games.
Of fighting games. He just keeps winning, eh? Like, even when you think he's gonna lose, I'm like, oh yeah, he'll lose. Yeah. It's just like, wins out of nowhere.
He's good at everything, so, like, he's the man. But I also think, for me, like, Tekken and Street Fighter is like the creme de la creme of
Evo. Mm. I've been watching a lot of Punk streams, eh?
Punk?
Yeah.
Man, he is,
he's crack up, bro.
Street Fighter 5, eh?
Yeah. He's actually really funny.
Did you ever watch Excellent Adventures of Mycross and Gutex?
No.
Oh, bro, like that. For me, that's like the peak of fighting game, like, I don't know, entertainment. And it's two guys, and they just sit there, and they get guests in, and they play. And it's like this. But they play, and they're playing a game, and they, like, commentate as well. Bro, we'll watch it together.
Okay.
And because when the matches get real hyped, it's like you're in it with them. Like, you're like, oh, bro, like, one hit. And they got hundies, and they're also very skilled players, but that was like Street Fighter 4 days. And I don't know if you know much about Street Fighter, but people really hate, especially when it came out, really hate Street Fighter 5.
Yeah, I wasn't really too much into Street Fighter, but I just, I like the communities. Like, I'm not really, because I mean, I don't even play fighting games that much anymore, but I like the community. Like, it's just cool that everyone has a, like, there's characters, like, what's his name, LTG? Lotia God.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's, like, the villain. He's, like, the heel. And then there's all, like, these...
storylines.
Yeah, there's all these, like, mixed storylines. And I just think, you know, like, the Sonic Foxes, and then there's, like, the... Who's the guy? Is it, Leffen? Or, yeah. Like, the Mangos and whatever for, Smash. And just, like... It's cool how they're all these different games, and then they all have the different characters. Like, there's Daigo that's still around, Justin Wong's still around. There's
different tier, yeah.
And it's just all... I just find it real interesting to watch. And I don't even play, but I still watch random... Like, Lil Majin for...
Lil Majin's Evo run. Like, and that's... Yeah, you're absolutely right. And
it's just fun, bro. It's just...
It's exciting.
It's exciting. But you need people like that to make it... interesting, like, you need characters, and when you have characters, it feels like people can get behind them, like a sport, you know, like a proper sport. But you need those sorts of, and I love the pop-offs, like, when people are just like, ah! And I love the salt too, when people get mad salty, they just rip their controller out of that thing.
And there's so much to it as well. Like, one thing that cracks me up is that the game creators, like, they all come and play Evo. Like, old Harada plays Tekken.
I've seen them, yeah.
And it's real crack up because they're like, there's like a joke, like, whoever beats him, like, that character gets nerfed. Like, so he always plays Fing, and like, if you play him with that, like, King, and you beat him with King, sorry, G, King's getting nerfed next patch. Yeah, like, it's all these in jokes and like the community, yeah.
And that's some of the characters, like. The crossover characters, I'm a little bit sus on. I kind of didn't really like them, but I guess they're in the game now.
Oh, you mean like in Tekken? Like,
yeah, with like the Akumas and then
Geese Howard.
Geese, yeah. Who's the other one from Final Fantasy?
Oh, Noctis.
Noctis. And there's another one I'm thinking of. But yeah, I don't know. It kind of, it's like, okay. Like,
and I hate, like, I do, because I really hate that, because it's like when you play Akuma,
I know.
He's so different.
Yeah.
It's like, do I really have to learn a whole new game just to fight this one character? Like, because that's what it is, right? Like, he jumps and he does a lot of things that Tekken players don't do, like Tekken characters don't do.
I think it's good for the development of the game in a way, because it's sort of like, if they have projectiles like that and the way Akuma moves, it's kind of good for the game to have more depth in that way. Like, it's not just like, this is how we play Tekken, this is always how we play Tekken, you know? But when you bring a character like that, and then you have to try and mold him into the game, then of course you're going to have some things that will change. And I think that's kind of cool. But then at the same time, it is one of those things, like, you play rugby because it's rugby, not because it's rugby league,
Yeah,
or, you
exactly.
know what I mean?
Like, imagine
It's
you're
like,
playing rugby, but there's one guy that's allowed to do, like, rugby league. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
he's the only guy that's allowed to do, like, no arm check. Oh, what? So there's illegal in rugby league now, too. But
Or
that's
like,
what it's like
yeah, I
playing
know
with
it's
Akuma.
exactly,
Like,
yeah.
why do I have to deal with this one guy differently? Like, I hate that. Like, why?
Yeah.
And if you're
That's
that
so
one
funny.
guy, you're fine because you don't have to worry because everyone else plays the same around you. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like, you just, yeah. And saying that, it's like you say, like, it's good for the game. And it's also pretty hype as well. Like,
It does make it more hype, and I think the crossover is good, in terms of marketing value as well. It makes it more like, oh, he's in the game. Oh, I'm gonna play now,
yeah.
and then they can market it, oh, to newer audiences. But
I
yeah,
reckon that's
it's
what.
an interesting one.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think especially because they pick fighting game characters, that makes it hard. Like, Akuma has to be Akuma, so you have to make him that way. Whereas, like, the latest Mortal Kombat, bro, have you seen the character rosters?
No.
They've got, like, RoboCop, they've got
Oh, I've
Rambo,
seen that,
they've got
but
Terminator, like.
I don't mind that because of the nature of the game.
Yeah, no, that's
That's
right.
why
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's dope, because the game is just kind of gory and it's kind of free for all.
Yeah, but those characters don't come from fighting games, right? So they can fit the game. You can make them fit the game. Whereas with, like, Akuma and
He's
Tekken, it's not.
actually, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but also, like, it's crazy, bro. Like, they got, like, Rambo in there, like, versus the Ninja Turtles. Like, what's going on? You know, like.
That's so funny.
And then you've got all of them in Fortnite. Like, I don't know if you've ever played that,
Nah,
but
I
you've got.
never play Fortnite, bro, honestly. I'm actually not a gamer anymore, but I'm a spectator now. But
I think that's
I don't
fair.
even spectate, like Fortnite or anything. Most of my spectating is with fighting games.
Yeah, I think Fortnite is hard to. Like, I used to go hundies on it, but it's hard to ignore because of it, the impact on pop culture now. Like, they've got every video game character as a third party character.
Really?
Yeah, bro. They got, like, Ryu and Ken, I'm pretty sure, in there now. Like, they've
And
got. In Fortnite, they got Master
whoa.
Chief.
No
Yeah,
way.
bro. They've got, like,
How much do
Alien
you
and
reckon they paid for
Predator.
the rights to get all these?
I think it's probably not as much as you'd think. Like, because you think about how big Fortnite is with the kids right now, they know they wouldn't be interested in Street Fighter, right? But how do you get Street Fighter to a new generation? Make them
So,
players in Fortnite, you know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
good for both.
And it might not be so much how I'm thinking. It might actually be the other way, like, oh, could we put our character into a game?
Yeah, you would want
Rather,
that if you're
yeah.
some. Like, well, I think the best example is, yeah, something like Street Fighter, where, you know, if you grew up with Street Fighter, you're always going to love it. But a lot of kids haven't. They want to play Fortnite. So, or like, God of War, that character's in there, all those people still play that.
Man, that's
Lara Croft,
crazy.
like,
I didn't
Tomb
realize,
Raider
because I'm
style.
so off. Any game that I perceive as being like a sort of teeny weeny kids type of game, I don't really vibe it, eh?
Yeah. I
Like,
can see
it's
that. Yeah.
too. Yeah, no, man.
But yeah, it's just the
It's
money
too
and the
ADD for me, and it's too colorful, and it's too. You know what I mean? It's just like. Yeah, like.
Yeah, no, I get what you're
I
saying,
feel
yeah.
like I'm having a seizure every time people are building those things or whatever. What do you
Yeah,
call them? What do you call that?
building, yeah, the
Building.
building.
Every time people are building, and I was watching my mate play, and I was just like, started zoning out. I swear someone could have gone, and then I would have been in a trance. Okay, so you're gonna think that you're on fire, and I'm just like, and in
Love
three, two,
it.
one, you know? Oh no, it just like hits you. It was like, oh man, I can't play this game,
I
man.
think that's exactly why it's good for kids. Like, they, you know what I mean?
Is
Like, it's
there
every, yeah, it is, bro. It's like every, for us, it's like overwhelming,
ADD?
but for them, it's like, yeah. And it's crazy,
I don't
bro.
think
Like,
that's good, bro.
I agree with that. I actually,
I think it's too ADD.
I think the problem is that a lot of the people in like streamers these days as well, they're the worst role models for kids because
Yeah, that's true.
they are just, a lot of them are just not the people that you'd want your kids to emulate.
And I just think there's a lot of really bad things with the internet and streaming culture, because I feel like, just the internet in general, when you're playing a game, like League, right? Or I remember League when I was playing it back in the day. People are just toxic, man. And I always feel like, you wouldn't say that if you saw this person in real life. And I heard someone talk about how what's happening now are why people are becoming more rude in the online sphere is because there's no threat of violence. But back in the day when there is no online, everything's face to face. So you're only as courageous as you are, like willing to like fight for it physically. Yeah. And so your courage goes up when you know the threat is down, when the threat is low, and you know, man, this guy can't touch me. He lives in Taiwan. And you're just
You
like,
know you're
yeah,
safe,
whatever. You Taiwanese, blah, blah. And you just say whatever. And then, bro, he would never say that if he was right next to you. And even if he was bigger or smaller, you would still curb what you would say because there is always that threat of someone might retaliate. But now you don't have that. Society's changed, so people think that they can just say whatever. And it's so toxic. It's so bad.
I agree, man. I think a game like Tekken, so I think, well, like games like League are really bad because it's you know, your teammates you can blame, and then that's an easy out. I think Tekken is one different because I'm gonna show you these ticks, bro. Like, it's because it's like mano a mano, right? Man on man, like. And bro, I had this one guy. Actually, it wasn't even Tekken. It was in Fortnite, and I killed him in Fortnite. And then he was like straight up sending me his address, bro. He was like, "Bro, come fight me right now. Here's my address, bro." And I was like, "Address in South Auckland." And he's like, "Bro, like straight up, like, bro, you won't come because you're a pussy." He's like calling me all these things. And I'm like, I'm feeding the flames. I'm like, I'm not even like, I'm just like, bro,
You got that
get
race
off
flame
me.
again. Just skips everyone, just goes to his house. What race are
Set
you
the fire here, and I'll go all the way up there. He was going hundies, and it was like, I mean, you know, I know that, like, I'm not gonna go to his house, but I'm also like, bro, get off the game, bro. Like, go get a job and feed your family and your kids, G. Like, straight up, like, bro,
Those real
you're gonna
ones.
call me out for this, like, bro. We're playing a fun game, and now you're gonna.
But why'd you have to go there? He said, yeah, you won't fight me. You think you're all tough in the game? And you're like, yeah, but shall I just get a job?
Bro, that's not, I was going
He's like,
hundies,
oh, they don't have to go there. I wanted to have a fight, but why'd you have to say
Nah, bro.
that
I'm like, bro, you're
to
not like talking trash online, then let's talk trash online, bro. Like, we'll get
It's
personal with
love.
it, man. Because there's no reason for you to be angry at all. Like,
Oh,
it's a
bro.
game. Like, we're here for to have fun.
That's
And
hard out. But that's so crackpot that you went there.
yeah.
Why do you have a better relationship with your family? And it's like, oh, it's like those two
Oh,
ones.
true.
Oh, come on, man. I just wanted to fight, man. But you're out here spitting facts.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You wanna come, bro? Then
Well, if you want to fight, he just gets
I fight with the worst,
discouraged.
bro. Like,
That's discouraging. I mean, if you want to fight, like, but you don't have to do that.
I was going in on him, bro. Like, he was, you can see he was
Who
cooked.
is this guy?
He was just some random guy, bro. I'll show you the messages on my phone, bro.
Bro,
Like,
show me.
it was crack up.
This is actually crack off.
And I was just looking at them the other day, and
How old do you reckon he is?
I was thinking about that. Like, I don't think you call people out to come to your house unless you're like,
Older.
I think he was like
Because what if you didn't let him finish his sentence? He's
mid
like,
twenties.
yeah, come to my house. Because my mom said it's all good. And then he's like, oh,
Nah,
okay.
he was
He's
going
like
for it.
14.
Cause I don't trash talk online, like ever. Like, I don't really do that unless you trash talk me first, and then I'm like, all right, here we go.
You're that truth trash talker.
Nah, like most of them are pretty wholesome. Like, my experiences,
What
like this is one from today, right?
do you say?
So we had a real good set. We went for ages, and then I was like, oh, GG's, bro, well deserved. Like, he got the promo off me, and I played with him before, And I'm like, oh, bro, like,
he's all good.
yeah. And he's like, oh, long time no see. Like, you got him better. Oh, you know, like, I'll get you next time. Like, oh, like, that's the
Yeah,
jam.
all good.
That's
Yeah.
wholesome. Like, that's when I will engage.
And then.
But then when you like start trash talking me, bro, I'm like, bro, we're just like, I didn't start this, man. Like, why do you wanna? And I'll find it, but it's just like, I
You
don't
start
know.
nothing, there won't be nothing.
Yeah, there's like, oh, this is like heaps of them. They're all
Wanna see this guy.
nah.
This is so crack up.
This is like, I always show people this too because it's crack up. But
He's just like out here spitting like real truth. Just
I
like,
guess.
he's like, yo, you come to my house, fire me. He's like,
Bro, all right.
oh, I don't know if I can read these on the
Yeah, you can't
thing.
read it online. Maybe you can read it afterwards.
Oh, he's like saying, if
Yeah.
Ugg see. Oh, bro, this guy is. Oh.
Bro, he even like looked up my stats and he was like, bro, you suck. And I'm like, that's true. I'm not
Oh,
that
bro, he gave his address.
at
He gave his actual address, and he's like, he said the address, blah, blah, blah. I won't say that. Oh, bro, this one, he's from somewhere.
That's what I said,
No
man.
wonder. No wonder.
These are scr
He's
yeah.
like, bro, he said his address, and then he's like, oh, if you're up in real life. Wow. But how about rock out right now? Or what? Wanna keep running that mouth? Bro, this guy is. Oh, man. And that's when you go, hey, don't be upset you missed out on scholarship, okay? Sorry,
My
missed out on that
bro,
rugby scholarship, okay?
maybe if you worked a little harder at rugby training, you wouldn't have a continuing sense
Oh.
of and oh no, come on. If
Oh.
someone said that to me, I'd be like, oh no, that's enough of that, bro. You win, right? Fair enough. I came here to play, not to feel.
Damn, this guy is, he's going in.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't trash talk in games usually.
Oh, dude, you're. So. Oh, bro, I want to read these out, but I can't. But damn.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's. Wait.
The last one is like, that's when he
Yeah.
stopped. That's when he reevaluated. You can read that one. Okay.
Okay. But the cuzzy over here goes. Oh, what does he say? He goes. No, the other guy goes, oh, what's the matter? I'm making excuses. Like, I'm going to do his voice like this. Oh, what's the matter? Making excuses like I told you. Keep on the. Oh. B. Beach. Pay. Damn, how many excuses you gonna make now? End of the day, just a. White boy. And then this guy goes, bro, no one's coming to your house to scrape you, G. Go get a job and improve your quality of life. Move out the hood. Move out of the hood, real talk. Wow. You're ruthless, bro.
Bro, but okay, who's really in the wrong? Maybe me, but also, don't start it and they won't be it. That's what I'm saying. Like,
You're sad,
I want, bro, I want to have a good time and have wholesome conversations about how, like, but that's like, you know, that's the worst. That's why I show people the worst.
you know what's the worst? Even worse than that is when people do that, go ham, and then you hit them back with something real good, and then they go, oh, nah, but I was just kidding, you know, because you say,
Oh,
whatever.
we're just playing,
Nah,
but
we
you know,
just
hey,
playing,
bro. Oh,
you know, it's
bro.
just playing out here. He's just like,
Shut up, bro.
he's like,
Shut
wow,
up.
why you gotta be serious? You're like, oh.
Nah, not those guys.
Damn, that's crack up. Bro, you're a wanted man. Like, you're
Well,
targeted.
I'm saying, bro, if you like,
But he keeps calling you white boy.
yeah, I
Is it
think that
because,
there's no
well,
frame of
because
reference
you're
at
fair,
all.
but.
But he hasn't seen me though. Like,
Oh, so
I've
he
got
can't
no
see
photo
your.
or anything. That's just
So
him
how did
being
he know that
racist.
you're a white boy? Oh, because Matthew? Was it under Matthew? No.
He's just saying
Oh, he
like
doesn't even know
he's
you.
yeah he
I
can.
mean, like, does it have your actual name?
Nah, it doesn't. It's literally
Oh.
got Final Justice NZ. So
Oh.
he's got like it's just I think that's him just making assumptions. Like, there's literally zero way for him to know any of that.
But he could be trolling as well.
But if he is trolling, like, and I
Like,
actually
you know
rate
that,
that
you know,
troll. I rate
yeah,
that.
but you know that address that he put? Like, imagine if it's, like, not even his address.
Well, that's also true. I also looked it up online. I'm like, yep, that's definitely a real address in South Auckland. Like, someone probably lives there.
His cousin.
Because I was like, well, this guy really, because there's that moment, like, I've never seen that someone gives
Everyone
me
put
their
the
address.
address
And I'm like, does this guy really give me his address?
when you
Like,
dox yourself.
yeah.
Like, huh?
And you know what? I get it. Like, maybe he has anger problems or something. That's what I really think. Like, maybe he's got some.
Okay, so this is my internet lesson story that I'm going to give you for the day. So there was this guy that was hating on something to do with the New Zealand dance scene. There was something that was happening. This is a few years back. And this guy was hating on it. And everyone was like, bro, who the heck is this dude? So everyone started hating on him like crazy. And then, like, it was kind of one of those things, you know, when the bully comes and tries to bully people. And then everyone's like, hey, you can't bully him. And then everyone's like, yeah. And it's just like a whole wave of everyone else against you. And then we sort of became the bullies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of inverted. And then we found out that he wasn't all good in the head and like he had some mental like health issues. And then we're like, oh, like, you feel bad, man, because it's like, but he was going in. It's kind of like that, who's that dude, the boxing dude that got famous on YouTube, Charlie Zelenoff or whatever.
Yeah, and then he fought Deontay Wilder and got
effed up. And he got smacked up.
Yeah.
But that guy's got mental issues, and he used to go to different boxing clubs and also just random gyms. And then he'll ask people, oh, hey, put the gloves on, let's fight. And they all think that they're just going to have a friendly spar session. And then he just goes ham on them. I'm just saying that you know that already, but I'm saying it for these people. But they'll just have a friendly, or what they thought was a friendly spar session. He'll go super ham, and like it's an actual fight. And then, but then people found out later, oh, this guy actually has, he's not a bully. He just has mental problems. But can you be a bully and have mental problems?
That's the gray area. Because I'm kind of like, does it excuse you for being a jerk?
That's true.
Does it?
But sometimes it does.
Does it?
Yeah, because if you don't really, if you aren't in control of like all your...
But it doesn't make it okay though, right?
It doesn't make it okay, but it makes it like...
to be a jerk.
Yeah. Because then you could just be jerks to people and just, oh, it's my...
Yeah, but there's also a lot of people that have the same issues that aren't like that.
That's true.
Right? And so, the solution is definitely not to bully them. Like, I think we can probably agree on that, right?
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. Like, I think there's some, like, if he was all good, like, because I think the difference is that if he was all good, if he was just a normal jerk, you wouldn't feel bad at all, right? But until you figure that piece of information out, like, it's kind of unknowable. And so, can you make... It's kind of, okay, I don't really want to get into poker, but all you can, like, in poker, for example, you don't know what your opponent has. You just have to play the best hand that you can play based on
what you're saying.
Yeah, based on the information available to you. So, like, are your actions justified with the information available to you at that time if you gang up on this guy? Because you don't know. He's like, you know, he's like, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
But does that piece of information coming out change the actions that you've done, or does it change the morality of those actions? Like, I don't know, because it's after the fact and it was unknowable at the time. You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you're saying, but I think it's just a good lesson to, because when that happened, I was like, oh, I think I'm being a bit too hard on him. So everyone just cut back and just like, we just left it. But it makes me just like, oh, you just got to be careful that sometimes the people that you interact with online aren't as genuinely bad as they come across. Do you know what I mean?
I think, like, that's a very mature way of looking at it, actually. That's such a good way. And a lot of people trash like me and I don't get them back. It's only when, like, that when guy, I was like, let's have fun with this. You know, like, that's what it is.
They're luring from Suffolk. And they give me your address. Their address.
Yeah. Damn. If that happened again, I don't know what I would do. But it's almost like, it's like the novelty.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun.
And there are people that are like that, that are not, like, mentally whatever. Like, they're fine. And they would probably, you know what I mean? Like,
they probably want to scrap.
Bro, like, one thing that always cracks me, you know Mark Hunt, the fighter?
Yeah.
He's like that, bro. He's like, he's probably like this guy, like, straight up, like, come fight me in real life.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of the way he interacts online is like that. And I wouldn't, you know. I mean, I'm just saying it's unknowable. Like, I also think from that perspective, especially that guy, he's actually also harming people, like, and that's, like, when he goes out there and says stuff like that, he's putting a certain amount of negativity into the world. And I'm not saying the solution is to put give that negativity back to him. But I'm saying that that damage is real, even if he's mentally ill or whatever or not.
Yeah, I see what
That
you're
damage is
saying.
also
Yeah.
real. So
Damn.
I think people have, they react in a certain way. It's almost like a defense mechanism. And I don't blame people for reacting that way either, because, you know, like, it's not reasonable to turn the other cheek in every single instance, all the time, ever, even if that's what we're taught to do, you know?
Damn, that was a good breakdown, bro. You're
Yeah.
smart. It's like you work at Google
Yeah. But this guy should definitely, like, get a job and
or
move out home
something.
and improve his quality of life.
But you
I'm
don't
just
know,
like,
like, you go to his house, it's just like the dopest house on that street. Like, it's so mean. It's
it's
got
like a mean,
swimming
like,
pool,
yeah,
like,
levels of sub-basement, like all
yeah.
of the,
And you
yeah.
didn't know, like, but he's actually just killing
Bro, if
it.
he was, I'd be like, bro, fair enough, man. You know
Hey,
what?
man, you got me.
I'll get a job and improve my quality of life, bro. Like, nah, you got me good.
That's so crazy. But I think we can leave it there. That was all good.
Oh, maybe, bro.
I'm gonna get you to give me what's the best piece of advice that you've ever got. Or that, or if you could give yourself a piece of advice to you 10 years. Let's do that one, the second one. If you could give a piece of advice to yourself, Matt from 10 years ago, and you could travel back in time and be like, "Don't do this, bro. You shouldn't have done this." Or, "Hey, be more assertive, man. Like, talk back to those bullies online." What would the piece of advice you would give yourself 10 years ago?
There's kind of a couple that comes to mind. One, I remember losing this one hand, the final hand of a poker tournament,
Oh,
and if I
this
knew,
is...
I had suspected that he had didn't have it.
Yeah.
No, that he I suspected that he had it, and I didn't. That, the problem is that I didn't believe him.
Yeah.
And if I'd won, bro, I'd be like, oh, that would have been like the crowning moment of my poker career. And
What
I
was
would
it?
say it was just a hand, because you get to the point where,
No, but where was this?
oh, this was at some, it was like poker nationals, like pub poker nationals. Yeah, like I ended up
Oh,
coming third,
bro,
but.
that's
Yeah. Oh, but
me.
it's stuff like, bro. It's like a bunch of drunks in a pub, but
Still.
yeah, it was me. But I remember, because you know sometimes it just comes down to like, does he have it or does he not have it? And that, like, all of like everything up to that moment, it comes down to that, and all of the maths or whatever, like it doesn't matter. It's like you look into the man's eyes and you have to say, do you have it or do you not have it? And if you know, and then you make your choice based on that. And I was wrong.
But what was the choice? What did he have it?
Yeah, so I thought that
That he didn't.
he didn't have it, which means that he calls me all in,
Yeah.
and it's up to me. If does he have the cards? Because he's called me all in.
Yeah.
If I call, thinking that he doesn't have it, and I'm right, then I win. But if he does have it, I'm wrong, and I lose,
You
and
lose.
that kicked me out of the tournament. And I was like,
Saucy.
yeah.
And then he popped off.
He didn't even pop off because
Oh.
he knew, like, when you get into the moment, like, bro, like, I'm out of the tournament, I've already lost. Man versus man, you beat me. Like, are you really gonna be that guy? And like, oh shit, what's your name, bro? Like, you literally took my money. Like,
He just gives you his address. Oh, that's so awkward.
that was one piece. And the other piece of advice I would give myself, like, the real advice is like, just keep going, man. Just keep going.
Oh.
Like, things, especially, we didn't even talk about that, but like, you know, things get real hard and it's like, man, this sucks. And it's hard to just be like, just
Focused.
keep going. Like, keep doing what you're doing and, you know, have conviction in your beliefs. Just keep going. That's it. It's a very simple piece of advice, but yeah.
That's not sim it's simple and it's not simple. 'Cause I think when if things are hard, you kinda like, it can't be that simple. Like, just keep going and you're like, no, it must be something else.
That's, well, it's like the people that we talked about earlier, like the single-mindedness. They don't
Yeah.
doubt that, you know what I mean? Like, they
Yeah.
know if they keep practicing, if they keep going, then they'll get there. And I think for people that aren't as that focused, like, for me, that's what I needed to hear in that age. Like, just keep going, man. You'll get there. Just keep going, even when it sucks. Like,
That's a good one. Thanks, Cuzzy from Google.
yo, that's all good, bro.
That was a good one. We out,
Yeah.
fam.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Peace.
Bye.